عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ونسوق المجرمين إلى جهنم وردا. لا يملكون الشفاعة إلا من اتخذ عند الرحمن عهدا. وقالوا اتخذ الرحمن ولدا. لقد جئتم شيئا إدا. تكاد السماوات يتفطرن منه وتنشق الأرض وتخر الجبال هدا. أن دعوا للرحمن ولدا. وما ينبغي للرحمن أن يتخذ ولدا. إن كل من في السماوات والأرض إلا آتي الرحمن عبدا. لقد أحصاهم وعدهم عدا. وكلهم آتيه يوم القيامة فردا. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا. فإنما يسرناه بلسانك لتبشر به المتقين وتنذر به قوما لدا. وكم أهلكنا قبلهم من قرن. هل تحس منهم من أحد أو تسمع لهم ركزا.
We were discussing the consequences of the kuffar on the day of Qiyamah, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions that the sinners will be driven to the hell like thirsty cattle driven to water.
لا يملكون الشفاعة إلا من اتخذ عند الرحمن عهدا.
And no one will be granted the power or the might of intercession but such a person who has received permission from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In one hadith it comes after Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give death to the entire creation. Everyone, اسكت فقد كتبت الموت على من تحت العرش. Everyone beneath the throne of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then Allah Pak will make one announcement. أين الملوك وأين أبناء الملوك. أين الجبابرة وأين أبناء الجبابرة. أين الذين يأكلون خيري ويعبدون غيري.
Where are the rulers of this dunya? Where are the wealthy people of this dunya? Where are the people that used to claim أنا ربكم الأعلى.
We are the Lord and we are the powerful and everything happens through our will and desire.
أين الذين يأكلون خيري ويعبدون غيري.
Where are those people that used to breathe my air, eat my food and drink my water and rub their foreheads before a creation other than me, rub their foreheads before anyone other than me? Where are they?
لمن الملك اليوم.
To whom does kingdom belong? To whom does power belong today?
Then Allah تبارك وتعالى himself will answer.
لله الواحد القهار. لله الواحد القهار.
To one zabardast طاقت Allah. قديم بلا ابتداء دائم بلا انتهاء. هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم. وان زبردست الله تبارك وتعالى.
لا يملكون الشفاعة.
When the Muslimin, the transgressors from the believers will go to Jahannam, thereafter the Huffaz will come and intercede, the Ulama will come and intercede, the Da'is will come and intercede, the Hujjaj will come and intercede, the Shuhada will intercede, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam will come and intercede, and on one intercession, such a large group will come out of Jahannam. When the Jahannam is, the Kuffar will see this, the people are coming and interceding on behalf of the Muslims and they are gradually leaving Jahannam.
ما لنا من شافعين ولا صديق حميم فلو أن لنا كرة فنكون من المؤمنين.
By way of example, respected listeners, three children are waiting outside school. The time has passed for their parents to come. They are not worried. The first one comes, his father picks him up. The second one comes, his father picks him up. Now the third one becomes parishan. I'm alone, I'm a small boy, who is going to see me? This is this dunya. Someone will come and see him. Someone will take him home. He will find his destination. The kafir in the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, no one is coming to save us. فَلَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً فَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Send us back in this dunya and we will be obedient to you. لَا يَمْلِكُونَ الشَّفَاعَ. No one can intercede. Allahu Akbar. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes a'lan in the Quran.
قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا.
قل هل ننبئكم بالأخسرين أعمالا.
الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا.
Must we not inform you of the losers, O Nabi of Allah? Those that at many times they can surpass the believers when it comes to social work and welfare work. Serve the community for 50 years and 60 years and 70 years and let the world know about it. But respected listeners, remember my Allah announces in the Quran, if you left this world without iman, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu's qasam I take, wa amma man khaffat mawazinu fa ummuhu hawiya. Jahannam is your abode, immaterial of how much social work you've done in this dunya. Because now the currency of akhirah is iman. Everything will be based on iman. If you have iman, then then the slightest good action will be valued. And wallah, if you haven't got iman, then Allah explains it to us by way of example. يَحْسَبُهُ الظَّمْآنُ مَاءً حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَهُ لَمْ يَجِدْهُ شَيْئًا وَوَجَدَ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ فَوَفَّاهُ حِسَابًا وَاللَّهُ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. In the 18th juz of the Quran, look at the explanation of the Quran. Subhanallah. Allah says the person who is doing good in this dunya, suppressing his desires and who doesn't have iman, he comforts himself that the day my eyes will close, paradise has been prepared for me. And just like that person traveling in the jungle, Dham'an, he is thirsty. At a distance, with the reflection of the sun, he sees that there in the distance I can see some water. No problem. I will exercise patience. Let me undergo these difficulties in this dunya. How he thinks, Allah is explaining. Anyway, he starts galloping his horse, or he increases the speed of the car, whatever the case may be, until he comes to that point where initially he sees the reflection of the sun and he mistook it for water. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَهُ لَمْ يَجِدْهُ شَيْئًا. When he arrives there, there's nothing there. Oh Allah, I am more thirsty because I had hope, now all my hopes also collapse. A kafir is building hope that when I do this, this is what I will see. This is how my Lord will promise me. This is what my Lord will give me. But when his eyes will close and he'll be lowered into the grave, لَمْ يَجِدْهُ شَيْئًا, he will find nothing there. That is why the Quran says, لُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا, the losers. And the Quran, Allahu Akbar, قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا. They are under the impression that there isn't anyone doing any better work than us. لا يملكون الشفاعة. No one will have the courage of interceding before Allah. النبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم will fall in sujood. Then he will praise Allah. Such praises which will be inspired in the heart of Nabi Karim صلى الله عليه وسلم at that occasion. Allah will say, ارفع رأسك, lift your head, O Muhammad. سَلْتُعْتَ آسٍ, it will be given to you. وَشْفَعْ تُشَفَّ, intercede and your intercession will be accepted. Oh my Muslim brothers and sisters, those of us that lost our young children, our young sons and our young daughters, indeed it is a bitter pill to swallow, but tomorrow they will be waiting at the doors of Jannah. Allahumma ja'alha lana farata, waj'alha lana ajran wa dhukhra, waj'alha lana shafi'atan wa mushaffa'a. Oh Allah, make an interceder and one whose intercession is accepted. They will hold their parents by their hands. Oh Allah, we will not go into Jannah without our parents. And they will take their parents and drag them into Jannah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, whoever loses one child, لَمْ يَبْلُغُ الْحُلْمُ, who has not yet reached the age of puberty, then remember, Allah has opened the door of Jannah for you. These people will come and intercede, and on the intercession, Allah Pak will open the doors of Jannah. The Muslimin are going to Jannah. The kuffar are hysterical. What is going to happen to us? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now mentions why this is happening to you. وَقَالُ اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَانُ وَلَدًا. Allah says, they took the guts and the courage of saying that Allah has a son. لَقَدْ جِئْتُمْ شَيْئًا إِدَّا. Indeed, you have transgressed all bounds. You have really uttered an undesirable statement. How undesirable is the statement?
تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْهُ وَتَنْشَقُّ الْأَرْضُ وَتَخِرُّ الْجِبَالُ هَدَّا أَنْ دَعُوا لِلرَّحْمَانِ وَلَدًا.
آسمان گرنے کو ہوتا ہے, زمین پتنے کو ہوتی ہے. The sky wants to collapse and the earth wants to split the mountains into bits and pieces. أَنْدَعُوا لِلرَّحْمَانِ وَلَدًا. The statement that Allah has a son, it is so disliked by the creation of Allah that the sky says, oh Allah, we want to collapse now. Let Qiyamah come now and now. When insan has taken such an evil step, how can you still give him life and how can you give him chance, Allah? Let Qiyamah come now and now. يُمْسِكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ أَن تَزُولَ. يُمْسِكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ أَن تَزُولَ. Allah says, it is me that has kept the sky intact and it is me that has kept the earth intact. Otherwise, on the actions of insan, Allah's qasam, today is Qiyamah. أَن دَعُوا لِلرَّحْمَانِ وَلَدَا. Insan, you are calling, you are ascribing partners to Allah. أَنَّا يَكُونُ لَهُ وَلَدٌ وَلَمْ تَكُنْ لَهُ صَاحِبًا. He hasn't got a wife, he hasn't got children. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. He is far from all these things, he is free from all these things. This is such, so disliked by Allah. ما من يوم إلا والبحر يستأذن ربه. Every day the oceans make a request to Allah. Permit us, oh Allah, permit us. We want to drown insan. وَالْأَرْضُ تَسْتَأْذِنُ رَبَّهُ. And that earth on which you are walking, oh my brother, very arrogantly, remember that earth is well aware of your steps. That very same earth is telling Allah, permit me, oh Allah, I want to swallow this insan walking on your earth. وَتَخِرُّ الْجِبَالُ هَدَّى. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions in the 15th juz of the Quran, لا تمشي في الأرض مرحا إنك لن تخرق الأرض ولن تبلغ الجبال طولا. Stamp, and you can stamp onto the earth and walk arrogantly. You can't tear the earth, and remember the mountains are higher than you, so you can have how much arrogance you want to. Our creation is above you. Oh Allah, permit us, we want to swallow this insan. Allah says, إن كان عبدكم فشأنكم به. If it is your servant, then do what you want to, and if it is my servant, then let it be known to you. أنتظر توبة العبد إن أتاني ليلا قبلته إن أتاني نهارا قبلته. I am awaiting the repentance of my banda. Allah's qasam, if he comes in the darkness of my night, in the darkness of the night, my door is open. And if he comes in the brightness of the day, my door is open. One person used to worship an idol for 70 years. Idol in Arabic is called sanam. Ya sanam, ya sanam, O but, O idol, O idol. One day by mistake he said samad, which is one of the attributes of Allah, the independent being. So Allah said, labbaik, I'm ready my servant, what is it? So the malaika said, oh Allah, by mistake he said samad. He was actually referring to his idol. So Allah said, if I'm not going to say labbaik, to fir sanam or samad mein kya fark raha, then what is the difference between the idol and me? Because the idol did not respond to what he had to say. If I'm not going to respond, then who is going to respond? Main to 70 saal se uske toba ka muntazir ho. For 70 years, I am awaiting, when is he going to come and knock my door? When is he going to come and cry before me? Two tears are requested in the darbar of Allah. Allah's qasam, such a loving Allah, sare malaika ko bula dega Allah, zameen ko bula dega, hatta yalqa Allah azza wa jalla yawm al-qiyamah. Allah Pak will erase it from the memory of the malaika and the name amal to such an extent that tomorrow when you come before Allah, no one will give evidence against you that you have committed this crime, because Allah will erase it from the memory of those that have recorded that crime. Such a loving Allah, such a caring Allah, such a compassionate Allah. Aise Allah ke saad تعلق نہ جوڑنا کتنا بڑا ظلم ہے. اللہ اکبر. وما ينبغي للرحمن ان يتخذ ولدا. And it is not becoming of Allah to have a son. Such a great Allah who regulates the affairs of the skies and the earth, how can Allah ever have a son? Oh insan, why don't you ponder? You are making such evil statements. The father tells his son, اقرا جرا کو وچار کرینے بول جے. Think what you are saying. To tara baap hati bole, you're not speaking to your friend. Mane tara koi dost na hamajto. U tara baap cho. Ha. You can grow how big you want to, but I am your father. Allah is saying, my banda, I'm giving you so much, and you say, hey, good children. Allahu Akbar. Innama amruhu idha arada shay'an an yakul. Innama amruhu idha arada shay'an an yakul lahu kun fayakun. I must say kun, and it comes into existence. Why do I need children? Respected listeners, how, wallah, the greatest oppression today insan has made, that he has disobeyed Allah and he has violated the orders of Allah. And greater than this oppression, he hasn't recognized the disobedience of Allah as a crime. Ponder over my statement. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, إن كل من في السماوات والأرض إلا آتي الرحمن عبدا لقد أحصاهم وعدهم عدا. Every one of you has to come before me. إلا آتي الرحمن عبدا will come before Allah in the form of a servant. Be it the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, be it insan, be it the rulers of this dunya, the king of this dunya, in front of whom thousands were prostrating. But today you are coming in front of Malikul Muluk, the king of all kings, in whose control is everything. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions that, remember, Qulubul Muluk biyadi, the hearts of the rulers are in my hands. I will turn them and twist them in the manner I want to. So if an evil person is ruling over you, فَلَا تَشْغَلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ بِالدُّعَاءِ عَلَى الْمُلُوكِ. Don't sit and curse him, because I have placed him there and I have placed him on the basis of your actions. Instead, rub your forehead before me and I will put such people over you who will have mercy to your young ones and will have respect for your elderly ones. That person that is sitting there, he is sitting there because I have placed him. إِنَّ الْقُلُوبِ بَيْنَ إِسْبَعَيْنِ مِنْ أَصَابِعِ الرَّحْمَانِ مشکات شریف کے الفاظ ہے that the hearts are between the two fingers of Allah. يُقَلِّبُهَا كَيْفَ يَشَاءَ Allah turns it in whichever direction he wants to. Allah says every person has to come before me. لَقَدْ أَحْصَاهُمْ وَعَدَّهُمْ عَدَّا Allah has taken the exact account of everything. Every person that is to come before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to the minutest detail has been recorded in the Naam-e Amal. Remember my brother, remember my sister, you are going to come before Allah. That day is going to dawn upon you, whether you like it or not, whether death is something that you shun the topic or not. The poet says, إِنَّ الْحَبِيبَ مِنَ الْأَحْبَابِ مُخْتَلَسُ لَا يَمْنَعُ الْمَوْتَ بَوَّابٌ وَلَا حَرَسُ فَكَيْفَ تَفْرَحُ بِالدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتِهَا يَا مَنْ يُعَدُّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّفْظُ وَالنَّفَسُ قَدْ كَانَ قَصْرُكَ ذَا شَرَفٍ فَقَبْرُكَ فِي الْأَجْدَاثِ مِنْ جَرِدُ لا يترك الموت ذا داه لعزته ولا الذي منه العلم يقتبس. I'm frightened to tell you my brother that you will be taken away from your near and dear ones. لا يمنع الموت بواب ولا حرس. No doorkeeper and no security will stop ملك الموت from coming into your house. Living the best fort, secured with army, ammunition, bulletproof. There is no chance even for an insect to crawl in. Yes, the angel of death is going to come inside. أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتُ وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدًا أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتُ وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدًا The angel of death is going to come. And فَكَيْفَ تَفْرَحُ بِالدُّنْيَا يَا مَنْ يُعَدُّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّفْظُ وَالنَّفَسُ O insan, how can you sit and enjoy and count your money when your one second is being counted by Allah? Remember, قَدْ كَانَ قَصْرُكَ ذَا شَرَفٍ تو بہت بڑا محل میں رہ رہا تھا You are living in such a high palace, like my Ustad says, کہ جب نگاہ اٹھا کے دیکھتے ہیں تو ٹوپی گر جاتی ہے Your palace was so high that when we used to look at it, our topi used to fall off so high. Today you are going 6 feet down. تیری ساری بدماشیوں کو توڑ دیا جائے گا اور تیری ساری لذتوں کو ختم کیا جائے گا اور قبر کے گرے میں تجھے پھینک دیا جائے گا You will be thrown into the pit of that grave 6 feet down and نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم mentions if you are disobedient to Allah then Allah save respected listeners Allah save respected listeners such a scorpion will be set loose on you that if that scorpion has to spit in this dunya then not a blade of grass will grow and the side of one rib will penetrate into the other side of the rib and this azab will continue from one namaz to the other for neglecting the amr of salah لا يترك الموت ذا جاه لعزته Let the world know you and let the world benefit when it is time for you to leave on that appointed time you will leave blame the doctor blame the illness blame the accident blame the fire blame the murderer blame who you want to my brother your time was up لا يستأخرون ساعة ولا يستقدمون pass the buck on to whom you want to that disease is never to return إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا Those who bring iman on Allah with amal saliha, Allah Pak will create the muhabbat and the love and affection into the hearts of humanity. Inna Allah idha ahabba abdan, when Allah likes one servant because of his obedience to Allah, nada Jibreel, Allah calls Jibreel, lahu sittu mi'ati janah, who has 600 wings, dhu mirra, then Allah Pak tells him, Inna Allah yuhibbu fulanan, oh Jibreel, I love so and so, you also have muhabbat for him. فَيُحِبُّهُ Jibreel has muhabbat for him. Then Jibreel makes اعلان in the skies. ثُمَّ يُنَادِي فِي أَهْلِ السَّمَاءِ أَلَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَحَبَّ فُلَانًا Oh the dwellers of the skies, oh the malaika, Allah has muhabbat for so and so. And Allah has commanded you to have muhabbat for such and such person. ثُمَّ يُوضَعُ لَهُ الْقُبُولِ فِي الْأَرْضِ Then his muhabbat is poured into the hearts of humanity. Respected listeners, we love the ulama and the the pious scholars of Islam, not because they have given us any money or they are our relatives, but because it is a love that when we look at them, it reminds us of Allah, it reminds us of Akhirah. And when Allah Paak dislikes a person, إِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا عَبْغَضَ عَبْدًا نَادَى جِبْرِيلَ اللَّهَ dislikes him. Jibreel dislikes him, all the malaika in the sky dislikes him, and he hasn't got any share in the heart of the pious servants of Allah. Respected listeners, it comes in the hadith, who are the chosen servants of Allah? Nabi Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, Man Aada Li Waliyan, whoever will have war with my friends, whoever will announce, whoever will inconvenience my friends, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, Aadantuhu bil Harb, I announce war with such a person. Mawlana Khalil Ahmad Saran Puri Rahimahumullah was walking, someone spoke ill of him, so he told his disciples, Badla Lelo, take revenge. So they said, Hazrat, it is not becoming of you to take revenge. He says, Badla Lelo, two steps that person took and he collapsed. He said, Maine kaha tha, Badla Lelo, Warna Mera Allah Badla Lega. Take revenge, because if you're not going to take revenge, I know my Allah will take revenge on behalf of me. So I thought, if you will slap that man, he will be saved from the azab of Allah. When we interfere with the friends of Allah, this is what happens. That is why Imam Abu Hanifa, Allahu Akbar, what he used to say, أحب الصالحين ولست منهم لعل الله يرزقني صلاحا. I love the pious, although I'm not from amongst the pious. When he was an الله أكبر رئيس المجتهدين سيد الفقهاء إمامنا العظم نعمان بن ثابت أبا حنيفة رحمهم الله, he says, I'm not pious, who is to perform 100 zakat namaz every day, who seen Allah 99 times in a dream, and he says, I'm not pious. Then my respected listeners, can you and I claim piety? Because one day we got up for tahajjud, we became pious. When Imam Abu Hanifa seen Allah 99 times, and he says, أحب الصالحين ولست منهم لعل الله يرزقني صلاحا. Perhaps by loving them, their piety will rub off onto me. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala concluding this chapter of Surah Maryam, فإنما يسرناه بلسانك لتبشر به المتقين وتنذر به قوما لدا. Indeed, we have made the Quran easy for you in the Arabic language, لتبشر به المتقين, to give glad tidings to the believers, those that fear Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, إني لأعرف رجلا, I know one person, باسمه وباسم أبيه, his father's name, his mother's name, لا يأتي بابا من أبواب الجنة إلا قال مرحبا بك. Every door of Jannah will announce his arrival, and every door of Jannah is awaiting his arrival. One Sahabi said, من هو يا رسول الله, who is he, O Nabi of Allah? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, هو أبو بكر بن أبي قحافة, he is Abu Bakr, the son of Abu قحافة. In one hadith it comes, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, أَمَّا السَّابِقُونَ, there are four people that will surpass their nation in going into Jannah. Allahu Akbar, فَلِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ سَابِقٌ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ فَمُحَمَّدٌ سَابِقُ الْعَرَبِ, I will be the first person to go into Jannah from the entire Arab nation and the entire dunya. وَسَلْمَانٌ سَابِقُ فَارِسٌ, Salman radiyallahu anhu will be the first person to go into Jannah. Wa Suhaybun sabiqur Rum, Suhayb radiyallahu anhu will be the first Roman to go into Jannah. Wa Bilalun sabiqul Habasha, and Bilal radiyallahu anhu will be the first Abyssinian to go into Jannah. Wa Sat ikram, yuhsharun nasu rijalan wa uhsharu rakiban ala al burraq, log chalenge paidal, mere liye burraq laya jayega, I will mount onto the burraq, people will be walking on the maidan of hashar. Bilalun bayna yadayya yu'adhdhin, Bilal will be walking ahead of me giving adhan. Allah's qasam, he will give such a adhan, when he will say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, to Adam ki sari aulad sunegi, all the disciples and all the offspring of Adam alayhi salatu was salam will listen to the adhan of Bilal, and they will say sadaqta ya Bilal, sadaqta ya Bilal, to sacha hai Bilal, to sacha hai. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. وأما الأربعة التي اشتاقت إليهم الجنة, four people Jannah are waiting when they are going to come. One is Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Salman Farsi radiyallahu anhu, Ammar bin Yasir radiyallahu anhu, Miqdad bin Aswad radiyallahu anhu, who Jibreel comes and tells Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ مِقْدَادًا وَيَأْمُرُكَ أَن تُحِبَّهُ, that Allah Pak loves Miqdad, and Allah commands you also to have muhabbat for Miqdad. So give them the glad tidings. وَتُنذِرَ بِهِ قَوْمًا لُدَّا, and to warn those people who challenge the verses of Allah, who argue with the verses of Allah. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the very final verse of Surah Maryam, وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنْ قَرْنٍ,
هل تحس منهم من أحد أو تسمع لهم ركزا.
And how many countless generations prior to them we destroyed. So don't boast and don't brag about what you got and don't think that you are living here forever and ever.
أتتركون فيما هاهنا آمنين. أتتركون فيما هاهنا آمنين.
You will never leave this lounge of yours. You will never leave this comfortable office of yours. No, you will be lying there in the form of a janaza in that very same room where you used to disobey Allah. And if you don't believe, then read the history of those that came prior. They had more than you. They had actually made jannat in this dunya with the same hope that this thing will protect them. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions,
أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَنْ وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَذَةٍ لُمَذَةٍ الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدًا يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدًا.
Man thinks that my wealth will keep me here forever and ever. أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ. This crave of more and more has made you forget the day that you are going to stand before Allah, has made you ignore the awareness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, has taken out of your life the fear of Allah, the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hatta zurtumul maqabir. It will only come to you when your eyes will open. In other words, in the akhirah, kalla sawfa ta'lamun, thumma kalla sawfa ta'lamun. You will see, and most definitely you will see. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ. Insan, do you know what is Qiyamah? Do you know the reality of Qiyamah? Do you know the seriousness of Qiyamah? Prepare for the day. For indeed, people came in this dunya making great, great claims. We destroyed them to such a way that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala concludes Surah Maryam by saying,
هَلْ تُحِسُّ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَوْ تَسْمَعُ لَهُمْ رِكْزًا.
That go and see, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that when you pass by the places of Thamud, when you pass by, لا تدخلوا على مساكن الذين ظلموا أنفسهم إلا أن تكونوا باكين. When you pass by these people's places and dwellings where Allah destroyed these nations and leveled them with the ground, never to rise and never to boast again, go there not as sightseeing, but go there and ponder and extract that lesson. That he also had ambitions and he also had hopes, but he's gone 6 feet down. It teaches me that this proves us that this life is a deception. Al-hayatu batilun wal-mautu haqqun. Life is a deception and death is a reality. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, we destroyed them in such a way, ka'allam yaghnaw fiha, as though people of that nature never existed. You will not even hear any one of them whispering or footsteps of those people who used to scream to the top of their voice and used to claim that they are Allah. Today you can't even hear them whispering. The eyes are there, the ears are there, but no organ of the body is functioning. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, O insan, ponder. We make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that may he accept the tafsir of the surah from this humble servant. We trust that our listeners have benefited and enjoyed and benefited. Wallah, respected listeners, it is only Allah who affords this opportunity. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept it, and may Allah Pak make it in the mizan of our amal on the day of Qiyamah. And may Allah Pak be pleased with us, respected listeners. May Allah give us the topic of implementing what was said into our lives. Wallah, to quote the verses of Allah and to translate the verses of Allah, which tongue is capable other than the tongue of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It brings tears to the eyes that this napak tongue, Allah, may Allah Pak accept it, respected listeners. We will make short dua, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanah wa fil akhirati hasanah wa qina adhaban nar. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanah wa fil akhirati hasanah wa qina adhaban nar. Allahumma ij'al ijtima'ana hadha ijtima'an marhuma wa tafarruqana min ba'dihi tafarruqan ma'suma wa la taj'al fina wa la minna wa la ma'ana shaqiyan wa la mahruma. Allahumma habbib ilayna al-iman wa zayyinhu fi qulubina wa karrih ilayna al-kufra wal-fusuq wal-'isyan. Allahumma اجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك.
ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. اللهم متعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا إلى النار مصيرنا، واجعل الجنة هي دارنا وقرارنا، واجعل الجنة هي دارنا وقرارنا، واجعل الجنة هي دارنا وقرارنا، ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك فينا ولا يرحمنا. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.